have in the studio Maya Guarni Daradat, a journalist and the author of The Unchosen, The Lives of Israel's New Others. Welcome very much.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
What are some of the issues that you tackle in The Unchosen?
That's a great question. So The Unchosen offers us a look at the lives of African asylum seekers and Southeast Asian migrant workers in Israel. But it is also kind of an indirect way of looking at the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. The migrant workers have been brought to take the place of Palestinian day laborers. So the presence of foreign workers in Israel allows Israel to kind of better control the occupied territories. Whereas in the past, before the state started bringing migrant workers, it was dependent on Palestinian day laborers. It now has this pool of inexpensive labor it can draw from inside the state, and so then it makes it easier for the state then to lock up the territories and just throw away the key. So, you know, while it is looking closely at migrant workers and African asylum seekers, it is also in a way about the occupation, kind of in an indirect way. It's also about what happens when, you know, the whole premise of Israel is that the state is to be Jewish and democratic. And kind of the thrust of the book is that can a state be democratic and at the same time uphold the hegemony of a particular group? And the treatment of, you know, Palestinians, of course, but also of the migrant workers and asylum seekers suggests that the state can't, that it has to choose between being Jewish and democratic.
Was the removal of the Palestinian laborers premeditated? Like, what forced that issue?
So during the first Intifada, Israel began to replace the Palestinian day laborers with the migrant workers. That's really when it began. A lot of people actually mistakenly believe that migrant workers started coming to Israel during the second Intifada, but that's not true. They started coming during the first Intifada. And basically what happened was, is before 1991, Palestinians who lived in the occupied territories had something called a general exit permit, which meant that they could kind of leave the territories freely, more or less. It's complicated, but basically all Palestinians had this general exit permit. And in 1991, it was revoked. So at the same time that they revoked the exit permit, and they put the territories under closure, and the closure remains today, at the same time that they revoked the exit permit, they started to bring migrant workers because then the Palestinian day laborers couldn't come in. You know, there were these sporadic closures of the West Bank and Gaza. And the Palestinian day laborers that so many Israeli employers were dependent on couldn't get to their jobs, you know, and they became more unreliable, and this caused some kind of panic amongst the Israeli employers, they needed a new pool of inexpensive labor. So there was a demand for migrant workers, and the state started, you know, issuing visas late 80s, early 90s, started issuing visas to bring migrant workers from Eastern Europe, from Southeast Asia, working in a variety of sectors. A lot of them worked in construction and agriculture. Of course, most of the workers from Southeast Asia end up in caregiving, and they're entering a racialized system of labor. So it's kind of predetermined. If you come from Thailand, you're going to go work in agriculture. If you come from the Philippines, you're basically going to be a caregiver. And that's the way it works in Israel. So we need to be careful that we distinguish between African asylum seekers versus migrant workers.
Okay.
And while there have been migrant workers that have come from Africa, you know, the majority of the Africans that are in Israel right now are asylum seekers, and they're not migrant workers. And the state has tried to confuse the two to try to kind of, you know, incite against these groups. So it definitely calls into question the health of the democratic space in Israel.
Cool. Wrapping up, do you want to tell our audience where you might be reading anytime soon? You're in town.
Oh, right. I'm reading tonight at 7 p.m. at Taber Space. Taber, okay. Yeah, so I'm reading tonight at 7. And, yeah.
All right. Will you be doing some bullet points of all the things we've spoken about here?
Tonight, I'm really honored to have been brought to Portland by Jewish Voice for Peace and also the Filipino Committee for Human Rights, among others. It was a kind of coalition of groups that brought me here.
Wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm going to tonight try to read some excerpts from stories of from the Filipino community in Israel, and also some excerpts from the stories of African asylum seekers.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for taking time and braving red eyes and slaves to talk with us here.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.